A BC fisherman has caught a large fine, $250,000, for a series of violations under the Fisheries Act and against Pacific fisheries regulations after he was found to have set prawn traps in a protected glass sponge reef area near Seychelt. Fishery officer Bill Van Ectren said he's pretty sure this is precedent setting for commercial prawn fishing violations. Van Ectren, the primary investigator on the file, told Coast Reporter Fisheries and Oceans Canada, DFO, received a call on July 2, 2020, that commercial prawn gear was set in the Strait of Georgia glass sponge reef refuges near Seychelt, a protected area closed to fishing. The Marine Patrol Program, MPP, vessel, a Coast Guard vessel staffed with conservation and protection fishery officers, attended the location and found two strings of commercial prawn gear, with a total of 109 traps. As the officers hauled out the gear, pieces of broken glass sponge reef came up with the traps. The gear was transferred to fishery officers in Powell River. Via the boat monitoring system, conservation was able to see the vessel Dark Star was in the area. On July 3, the Marine Patrol Program officers visited the site near Seychelt again and found three more strings of commercial prawn gear within the glass sponge reef refuge, said Van Ectren. The MPP officers boarded Dark Star and arrested its skipper, Dean Keitch, took a statement from him and seized the strings and 164 traps. Two deckhands on board the vessel did not have their commercial fishing licenses with them, said Van Ectren. Then on July 9, an at-sea observer for the commercial prawn fishery reported the Dark Star was hauling up gear in Pylades Channel, between Vancouver Island and the Gulf Islands, between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., violating the conditions of the commercial license. The Marine Patrol Program officers attended, and DFO realized the Dark Star's set haul button had not been activated, the electronic monitoring program had not been used all season, and it was already halfway through the commercial fishing season, said Van Ectren. Five more strings of gear were seized with a total of 258 traps. Dark Star was located coming into its home port in Steveston around noon on July 9 and was found to have 448 pounds of live prawns and 35 pounds of live shrimp on board. Because the set haul button had not been pressed, the haul was determined to be illegally caught, said Van Ectren. Fishery officers seized the catch and sold it to a buyer. The check for that sale was held until after the court proceedings. Dean Keitch of Delta pled guilty to 7 of the 13 violations and was found guilty of 13 violations of the Fisheries Act. After a 14-day trial in 2022 and 2023, Judge Stephen Merrick sentenced Keitch to pay fines totaling $250,000 and to forfeit all seized gear, valued at approximately $80,000, in Seychelt Provincial Court on January 31. The fines range from $100 to $70,000 for offenses that took place starting sometime between June 4 and July 9, 2020, and ending on July 29 of that year. Keitch was found to have committed two counts of fishing for a species of shellfish in a closed time, two counts of failing to produce registration license on demand, eight counts of failing to comply with the terms and conditions of a lease, license, and one count of purchasing, selling or possessing illegally caught fish, all at or near Seychelt. Van Ectren said Keitch was charged with failing to keep accurate records in the logbook. It wasn't really worth the paper it was written on, Van Ectren said, and is considered a significant violation. Keitch also failed to submit his records within the given time frame. During the trial, Van Ectren said the judge heard powerful impact statements from a DFO expert witness, Dr. Anya Dunham, and a Seychelt First Nation member who shared concerns about illegal fishing in the globally unique habitat. Glass sponge reefs off BC's coast, including reefs near Seychelt and in Howe Sound, have been closed to fishing since 2015, and new closures have been added in the years since as more of the rare reefs are discovered. Glass sponge reefs were considered to have gone extinct 40 million years ago until they were rediscovered in Hecate Strait in 1987. Their silica structures are slow to grow and, as their name suggests, delicate and sensitive to human disturbance. Glass sponge reefs provide invaluable habitat and rearing grounds for a variety of sea creatures, act as a filtration system and sequester carbon. Van Ectren said he hopes people will appreciate the protected areas that we do have, and acknowledged that it took the cooperation of many people from DFO to expert witnesses and Sechelt Nation to see this case through. To get this kind of result, it was a really good win for Mother Nature. He also asks anyone who witnesses illegal activity that violates the Fisheries Act to call the toll-free reporting line for the DFO Pacific region at 1-800-465-4336. Or to email details to dfo.or-ons.empo@dfo-empo.gc.ca.